Bread and butter wines pair with the life moments you love, offering a rich and jammy Cabernet Sauvignon, a silky smooth Pinot Noir, and a buttery Chardonnay. Bread and butter wines are delicious. Find bread and butter wines in your favorite store.
Second date update.
Today's second date update is brought to you by the letter J.
Okay. Yay!
My name starts with J.
J is for jazzy fingers.
Uh-huh.
J is also for jalapeno.
Oh.
And J is also the name of the guy who wants a second date update today.
All right.
So congratulations on being the letter of the day, J.
Wow.
Yeah.
Is that how you spell it?
Do you also love the number 3? Because that is our second sponsor.
Wow. It's such an honor.
I know.
Well, tell us about the girl you want us to call today, Jay.
I want you to call Elizabeth.
Elizabeth, okay.
Yeah, but it's kind of a funny story how we met, too. I actually met her while I was at my swim lesson. I take adult swim classes.
Okay, usually when people say it's a funny story, it's not, but that's kind of a funny story. I'm not making fun of you, Jay. I think it's great that you're learning to swim.
Thank you. I never learned, you know. I know a lot of people take lessons when they're kids, and just one of those things that my folks never hooked me up with. And I'm like, well, what if I'm on a boat someday, you know? Mm-hmm.
Dude, it's totally fine. I don't know how to swim either.
Maybe you should take lessons and meet the love of your life, like Elizabeth.
There you go.
What was Elizabeth's role in the swim lessons?
I saw her while I was taking my lesson, and she was there with what looked like a son of hers, a small child. And she was really cute, really pretty.
It's a weird way to say it.
Yeah. It sounded weird.
Yeah.
All right.
What looked to be a small child.
Well, let me get to it. She was really cute, and I started talking to her. And as she was there with her son, I was just kind of joking around that his crawl stroke was better than mine. And that got a good laugh, you know, kind of broke the ice a little bit.
Yeah, it's funny because it's true.
I mean, but that's a risky move, though, because if someone has a son, usually the first assumption is they're also married. And people take rings off to go swimming all the time.
Right. But fortunately, after I made that joke, she clarified that it was actually her nephew. So in my mind, I was like, oh, cool.
Mm.
No kid, she's not taken, no ring. I was like, I think I'm in the clear here.
Yeah, she's dropping a little hint towards you.
Yeah.
Exactly.
You guys are meeting in your bathing suits already, so you know what's on the table. I mean, that's a good start to any relationship.
Yeah, got nothing to hide. And then in that moment, too, I made another joke. I was like, oh, that's really good that I didn't have to lend the kid my water wing.
Oh, man, you are coming with the jokes.
Yeah. Oh, no.
You got to watch it. You can't do too many. You're going to joke your way out of a date here. You might need to give me mouth to mouth after this.
Oh, God. Okay. When did you ask her out? How'd you do it?
You know, we got talking a little more after that, and the conversation went so well, I stopped self-deprecating my swimming ability so much, and we set a date for a few days after that. We went to a really nice upscale bar.
Dude, that's really cool. I mean, you met someone in real life, mm-hmm. and they actually showed up to a date.
This doesn't happen anymore.
I know! That is a miracle in and of itself.
The bar set very low for us, obviously. So how did the date go?
It was fantastic. We started talking about everything, our jobs, our families a little bit. You know, I mentioned that I also take a karate class too, because that was another one of those classes.
Are you sure you're not an 8-year-old boy?
Did you have a gymboree lesson after this?
No. I just, like, there were things I always wanted to do when I was younger that I didn't have a chance to, but now I've got a little more independence. I'm a grown man. I can do whatever I want.
Okay, I like it.
Yeah, right?
But no, honestly, that's sexy, right? Like, you're doing something that you have always wanted to do and actually, like, seeing it through.
Pursue it.
Yeah.
That's a great way to look at it, Brooke.
And then after dinner, you know, we took a little walk around the park. And when we were there, I saw this huge group of pigeons, and it was just a majestic sight. And we both had a couple
pigeons?
Of...
Pigeons? Did you just describe pigeons as majestic?
He's a child.
You know, it's
really
fine.
Is.
Absolutely. When you see, like, hundreds of birds, they just look so cool, like, all huddled up there along the park kind of looking for food. But we both had leftovers, so I just was like, trust me here. And I put the food down on the bench. And all the pigeons just start swarming over to the bench.
Oh, my God. That sounds like my nightmare. I don't like birds very much. I mean, I like them from afar. But, like, being swarmed by birds is, like, sounds terrible.
Sounds like a lot of poop.
Did she like that?
We were a safe distance away. So just kind of like a really cool sight to see, you know?
Okay.
And I actually looked over at her and I couldn't quite tell if she thought it was as cool of a sight as I did. Uh-huh. Maybe she was mad that I gave the leftovers away.
Give me your food.
So you think the you think the mood switched when the pigeons got fed?
I mean, it was good food, so.
That's why the pigeons loved it so much, clearly.
End of the night, though, we hugged. I gave her a kiss on the cheek, and that was it. You know, I tried to call her the next day for a date. I didn't hear anything back. Mm. I did see her at the pool again, but I didn't get to talk to her because I think she might have saw me and run away really fast with her nephew. So I just don't know what's going on. You know, other than like that last moment, I thought it was a really good night, and I'm really hoping I can get another second date going. You know,
you think she labeled you as the weird pigeon guy that she went out with?
I mean, I've been called way worse than that. So, you know, I hope not, but it's all right with me.
All right. Well, we're going to play a song, come back, and we'll try and get you a second date update. Hopefully it goes better than your swim lessons did. All right, Jay?
Awesome. Thank you. I'm drowning over here.
All right. Hold on. Second date update. All right. We're going to try and make the second date update go quick because I know our listener Jay has his nap time and we don't want him to be cranky before soccer practice.
Yeah. Oh man, maybe we should give him some orange slices, you know?
I'm just messing around. Jay met a girl named Elizabeth while taking his adult swim lessons because he never got the chance to learn when he was growing up. And he took her out to an upscale bar. Then they walked around a park where they fed their leftovers to a majestic flock of city pigeons.
Okay, well, he fed the leftovers to the pigeons. She just stood in horror.
That's true. But he had a great time doing it. He did notice Elizabeth seemed a little unamused by all the pigeon feeding. So he hasn't been able to reach her ever since then. Jay, you ready to do this?
I am ready. And thank you so much for helping me out with this. You know, I really, really enjoyed that date with her, and I really hope I didn't mess things up, you know?
Okay, so if it turns out it was the pigeon issue, like, you're cool going out with a girl who maybe isn't as fun as you in the bird world.
I will take the woman over the pigeon.
All right, just double check in. You never know.
It's a bold move, Jay.
Yeah.
All right, well, we're going to give her a call and attempt to get your second date update, all right?
Awesome, let's do it.
Here we go.
Hello.
Hi, can I speak to Elizabeth, please?
This is her. May I ask who's calling?
Yeah, this is young Jeffrey. I work on the radio.
Okay.
Okay.
Have you heard of the show before, Elizabeth?
I mean, I can't say that I have.
Well, you sound pleasant, so I feel like you should start listening.
Okay.
All right, have a great day. Bye-bye.
No! Talk to her.
Okay. Why are you calling?
We're doing something called a second date update. Have you ever heard of that?
No, I haven't.
Basically, it's a segment that we do where if you've gone out on a date with someone and they're not calling you back, we can give that person a call and try and figure out the reason why.
All right.
All right. So you recently went out with a guy named Jay, and you're not calling him back.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, he was sweet.
Is that a question?
Okay.
I think.
As much as you can give us.
I mean, he seemed like a nice guy to us for sure.
No, he's very sweet. It was kind of awkward.
What, seeing him in the water floaties?
He told us that you met during his adult swim class.
You know, we did. I kind of thought it was cute. He took me to this nice bar. It was fun.
Why are you ending everything up?
Yeah, you can tell by the tone of her voice that it wasn't going well.
I don't know. What's going to happen?
He was very nice.
But
that's always a brutal statement.
I mean, because it usually means that you're not attracted to him. But you saw him in his swimsuit. I mean, he asked you out half naked and you were cool then. Like, what turned you off?
So I go to the bathroom at the bar, and he's talking to this woman, like this older woman, and she's kind of tussling his hair and like fixing his collar. It was kind of weird. I like took no, but like, okay, whatever.
Random.
So I go up to him like after they finish a little conversation, pretend like I don't see anything, and then at one point something happens and he tells me he needs to text his friend, and so he sends, like, a little text message out into the universe, and who gets it but the woman sitting at the end of the bar?
Wait.
What?
Wait, hold up.
So he's texting another girl?
Well, not a girl, like a woman, like a woman.
So wait, did you ask? I mean, like, that could just be coincidence, right? That this woman got, I mean, maybe not. Your intuition is probably right, but
Wait,
who do you think she is?
Well, at first I thought she was just like older lady, like hitting on him. And then after the text message, I looked a little closer. She looked a lot like him, like related like him.
So wait, you think his mom was on the date?
Yeah, that was his mom.
And she was fixing his hair and fixing his collar?
Like, I can't be positive that it was her, but they sure did look alike, and they definitely had, like, some sort of connection.
Right, oh, my God. Oh, don't you want to know? I want to know. I'm dying.
Yeah, let's be positive. Jay, was that your mom?
What?
Jay's on the other line. He's been listening during this whole conversation.
Oh, no. Okay.
Jay?
Okay.
Yeah, I'm here. Hi, Elizabeth.
Okay. Hi.
Okay.
Cool.
Oh God. I'm so embarrassed. Oh jeez.
Elizabeth, ask him. Ask him who the woman was.
Was that your mom?
Yeah, that was.
You brought your mom on our date.
Look, I can explain. Okay.
Please do.
I did not invite her. Okay.
Uh-huh.
It was not. My fault. So I have a good relationship with my mom, you know?
Clearly. So. Very close.
Okay, so I asked her for a place to go. She actually recommended the restaurant. And
great.
I said, cool, thank you so much. Didn't think anything of it. But then she surprised me by showing up at the bar. I didn't tell her to do that.
What? Wow, really?
Oh, man.
I don't know, man. Do you believe him, Elizabeth?
I mean, the kid takes karate classes. I don't know.
I know. You're like an Adult Swim and you take karate and your mom's on your date with you. What is going on, Jay?
He's like a total mama's boy?
He just showed up. I didn't tell her to go. In fact, when I was texting her, I had already told her to please leave.
You're like, mom, don't come until 8 o'clock. Then you can pick me up. This is embarrassing.
I didn't think you noticed that she was there. I'm so sorry. Oh, God, I'm so embarrassed.
Did she stick around through the whole date?
Yes, she did.
Oh, man.
But, okay, wait, awkward. Listen, though, Elizabeth, to his credit, his mom's actions are not within his control, okay? And he obviously left and went on a walk because he wanted to get away from the woman who is probably following you on a trail somewhere. But, you know, that's also not his fault.
She's dressed as one of the pigeons.
I mean, I thought the romantic walk would be nice, but I also, yes, like, part of the plan was I figured my mother wouldn't literally go chasing us down on a private walk. So I'm so sorry, but if we go on a second date, I promise you, I am bringing you flowers, and I am making sure my mother does not know anything about this plan. It'll just be me and you. That is not what I wanted for you to experience. I'm so sorry about that.
Right. I mean, that was just, like, a lot.
But listen, you got a guy here who is very confident. I mean, admits to Adult Swim lessons, knows how to have a good relationship with his mom, and is already setting boundaries with her. So that is a good sign, right?
Sure.
Yeah, and on the bright side, you and Jay's mom could chat poolside while him and your nephew take the lessons together. It could be a bonding experience for everyone.
You know, I'm not really sure if that's, like, a positive for me.
I promise you, if we go out again, I'm going to pull out all the stops for you. We can do whatever you want. You can even, I have a guest pass. You can come to my karate class, you know.
Oh, fun.
Aww.
Now that's an offer.
Look at
that's
great. What do you say, Elizabeth?
Oh, come on.
Why don't you go out with Jay again? We'll pay for another date.
Yeah.
Pay for the karate class in case the guest pass doesn't work.
Hey!
I guess. Sure. Why not?
Really?
Awesome!
Oh, that's so cute!
She's gonna be a yellow belt in no time.
Oh, my goodness.
Wait, sorry. I don't know. I'm changing my mind.
Oh!
No! We just...
That was
Elizabeth.
Almost a yes.
What do you mean you're changing your mind?
I mean, I don't know. I just kind of started, like, thinking about it and then just... the whole karate outfits thing, and that's not really, like, where I want my dates to be going.
cancel the karate. We can do anything else. I promise.
Yeah, you guys can do t-ball instead.
Aww.
You guys aren't helping, okay?
I don't know what to say.
It'll be an adult thing, you know?
Yeah. Elizabeth, do you want to do adult stuff with Jay? We'll pay for it.
That sounds really bad.
Whatever. Go out with him one more time.
I'm okay. I'm good.
Oh.
So that's a no?
No.
Oh.
I'm sorry, but like, Jay, maybe you can tell your mom that she can help you find somebody else?
I love my mom, but I'm not asking her for any help at this time.
All right, Jay. Well, I'm sorry we couldn't get you a second date update, but we're going to open up the text board right now. Text in 78592. If there's a lady out there looking for a guy who's really into karate and takes adult swim, we found your unicorn. Jay is here for you.
Moving 92.5.